You're listening to The Point.
It's not every day we have the opportunity to talk with a high school student who is a talented musician, recording artist, and has two Grammy nominations under his belt. Morgan Peters II, a.k.a. ZYG808, is a senior at Mashpee High School. He's been playing music for as long as he remembers, plus composing and producing his work. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you discover your passion for music, and do you remember how old you were?
I was in utero. I actually started drumming in utero. My dad would tap on my mom's stomach, and I would tap back to him. And when I was four, and I was banging on everything in the house, that was when my dad got me my first drum set. It was one of those little first act discovery ones. And when we were in New Bedford at the time, my dad had a little project studio set up in the attic where we'd work on stuff for clients. And that's where I had the drums set up. And one day I was playing the drums, and that, along with some djembe playing and some bongo playing, ended up on a record that was produced when I was about 7 years old.
Wow. So the drums were your first instrument. When did you actually start formal training?
Formal training started when I was 10. I started studying with the late, great Eddie Ray Johnson of the Groovalottos. And then 4 years later, I also started taking lessons with Martin Vasquez. And I learned a lot from both, and their approaches are very different. Where Eddie Ray, his teaching style was more intuitive, whereas Martin, he's technical. He has, you know, a book that's the Bible, basically. It's a drum Bible. When I was going to Quashnet, that was when I started playing in the band. I started playing in concert band in fourth grade, and then the next year in fifth grade was when I started playing drums in the jazz band.
Wow. Yeah, I saw a YouTube video of your drum playing with the high school, with the Sing, Sing, Sing
people. Yeah.
All I can say is, wow.
Freshman year.
Oh, my goodness. It was like you look like you were doing this so effortlessly. It was like you were born to drum.
I'm being honest, you know, the drum set, that's where I feel the happiest, you know, whether I'm behind the drum set or if I'm behind the mic.
Yeah, so you were nominated for two Grammy Awards in 2018 when you were just 15. Tell us the story of how that happened.
Well, at that time, I had just put my mixtape out. It was called At the Party. And the summer before that, I was busking around the East Coast. I did some busking in New York City. I did some busking in Boston. And the fun thing about New York City and Boston is you don't even need to get a permit because of free speech laws. And also did some busking in Provincetown. There, you need to get a permit, but, you know, it's easy. Just fill out a form, and then they give it to you right there.
Okay, this is the old lady in me. What does busking mean?
Busking is playing out in the street with a bucket.
Ah, okay. You're busking in Provincetown. Tell us how this song got to the Grammys.
Well, this was one of the songs that was in my set while I was busking, and people would walk past, they would like the song, and I was handing download cards out, and one of those download cards ended up in the hands of a Recording Academy member. Next thing I know, I get a notification that I got a nomination for the Grammys.
Wow.
I was like, you know, sitting in my living room, and, you know, I got like the notification, like the email on my phone, and I'm just like, what?
That's right. Now, we have one of your songs considered for a Grammy titled El Concerto. Let's give it a listen.
The Concerto. The Concerto. Yeah.
When I say I'm doing things, you always ask what I mean. Writing songs, doing shows, I am like a machine. Took time and guidance to develop my flow. Shout out JJ Nice, Slim, and Sumo. Always think about the music, that's one thing I focus on. Want people to know I'm the greatest, that's why I say it in my songs. Jigga Nas, J. Cole, Kendrick, and ZYG. You in the game, that all as tight as me. Argue about net worth, just stop talking. Don't pay attention to tracks, we'll just keep walking. Comparing me to others, that's not right. How many of y'all can drum while rocking the mic? I don't have a filter and I'm not changing that. If you question me, I can't help but to argue back. Won't stop sending shots, I'm like Quavo from the Migos. But instead of a folk thug, I'm Hip Hop's hero. Said in first chapter, diss tracks are a waste. Send a couple shots, though, that's perfectly okay. I'm watching the Super Bowl with vids on my Snapchat at the edge of my seat while I'm screaming stomp the pats. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. My team always winning, no need to come back. You getting mad now just because I said that? I got a show to do. I'll finish the track when I get back. The ones in front, they always gonna fear it, cause I can turn essays into dope lyrics. It's getting really hard to find music that isn't boring. Cats with no talent are making money and they touring. It's about more than cash, but I'm not in it for the glory. I just started rapping because I like telling stories. One day at the lunch table, I was going off the dome. Wasn't doing any verses, left them all at home. Rarely come prepared, it just isn't fair, but I still spit flames, so do you really care? First you find a subject and a way to compact it. Now it's a story when you give it a conflict. Thought and consideration go into each line. Now your story's infused into a dope rhyme. Rapping is my way in, but not my destination. Gain experiences and resources to elevate my situation. Google the lyrics and find out you've been singing nonsense. The eventual death of hip-hop surely be the consequence. One foot in the city streets and the other on the tribal lands. Vocabulary is extraordinary with dope lyrics in my command. Ain't nothing radical, purely mathematical. Write lyrics all the time. Some of y'all make me laugh because I studied my craft and got fire on my page. Excuse me, all my time is up, gotta get back on stage. That's it, go home, show's over, no more. Damn, there's a puddle of sweat on the floor. Try not to slip and fall while you're on your way out. Set the stage on fire, that's what it's all about. Closing down the club, so sorry you can't stay. Only pick up the mic when I have something I need to say. Jazzy is my phrasing and my beats are hard. Need MC lessons? Get at me, here's my card. Elevated lyrical phrasing, appropriate for any occasion. Wise beyond my age of the backpacker persuasion. Secrets of the universe can be found in every verse. Whether it's my freestyles or routines that I rehearse, I play the drums and I'll give you some of the divine mathematics where I'm coming from. My drums rock loud, my style draws a crowd. You might ask me how. That's it for now. Got that boom bap flavor and that underground behavior. Just what you'd expect from a dope rhyme sayer. You laugh cause I'm a busker, which makes me a hustler. Steady on my grind. Check me out and you'll find I'm an artist who's rocked arenas and festivals. On my way to being the best of all. In a year, I'll be old enough for prom. Look for me on the ZYG808.com.
The concerto.
So how would you describe your music style and how it's evolved since 2018 when you wrote that piece?
Well, I call my music style South Coast Thump, actually. And it's because this region of Massachusetts, where I'm from, is where I call home. They call it the South Coast. And my music, it thumps. Mm-hmm.
So how would you describe the music scene on the Cape for young artists?
The music scene on the Cape for young artists? Actually, from my experience, it's actually been pretty racist.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I mostly go over the bridge, you know, Cambridge. Yeah. I'm heavily involved in Cambridge hip-hop scene, you know, New Bedford and Providence, Worcester, and, you know, New York City, like I mentioned before.
Yeah, I'm more welcoming.
Atlanta.
So let's hear another one of your songs. This is titled Crazy Vibes. Before we hear it, what was the inspiration for this piece?
The summer before Crazy Vibes came out, I had gotten really good at playing the vibraphone. So Crazy Vibes is just, that's what it is. It's showcasing my playing on the vibraphone.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Yeah, I'm crazy and irrational. Just speaking my mind on obvious insanity. Yeah, I'm crazy and irrational. Just speaking my mind on obvious insanity.
vibraphone, what other are instruments are we hearing, and are you playing most of them?
I'm playing the drums and I'm playing the vibraphone. The bass and the organ is actually Moalim, my dad.
Yeah. So we've heard you playing funk, jazz, rap. Tell us more about the musical styles and artists that have inspired you.
Artists that inspire me, well, that's a very, very long list. Like, I'll give you a few of the rappers.
Okay.
You know, there's Rakim. I grew up on Rakim, on Ice Cube, on Tribe Called Quest. And as of late, I've, you know, started getting into J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. And then there was also Hobson was another one I was listening to a lot of, like, especially in eighth grade when I started rapping. There's a lot of drummers in there, too. There's Clyde Stubblefield. He played with James Brown. There was John Blackwell Jr. He was one who I kind of absorbed when I was younger. Questlove from The Roots is an early one I was listening to. Max Roach, Lionel Hampton. Then there's Roy Ayers. He's a vibraphonist and a drummer, I think, actually. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, quite a list, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to you about Glory of History. It's a song you wrote in response to part of a letter President Truman wrote to his then fiance.
Yes.
And listeners should be warned that the line includes offensive language. So tell us the quote.
The quote, okay. The quote is, I believe one man is just as good as another as long as he's honest and decent and not an N or a C. I'm not going to say the actual words.
All right. So tell us how you uncovered that quote and what went through your mind when you first read it.
Oh, when I first heard that quote, what was funny was I was watching a Netflix documentary or docuseries, and it's called Untold American History. And the episode was talking about World War II and Roosevelt and Truman. And while they were delving into the history of Harry S. Truman, they had talked about that quote in the letter. And when I heard the quote, first off, I had to rewind the episode because I could not believe what I was hearing. And the second time, I had to laugh. Otherwise, I was probably going to cry.
In the song Glory of History, you link the white supremacist statements of Truman with former President Trump and your disappointment with the election of Joe Biden. So tell us more about your views of the political leadership in our country and the incidents that help shape your views.
From the way I see it, for black and brown voters in particular, it's always been the lesser of two evils. And to give an example, I'd even point to the last two elections that we had, 2016, where it was Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. It's like, I didn't really trust Hillary Clinton, and I really did not trust Donald Trump as far as I could throw him, and that's not far. We've never had a candidate that actually has our best interests in mind. The closest that we've had, and he's never actually made it past the primary, was Bernie Sanders.
There will be people who hear Glory of History and are offended by the racial slurs that make up the chorus. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's kind of just like, okay, you're offended. How do you think we feel? Because it's like, as a person of color, the first time I got called the N-word, I was like 12. And, you know, so it's like, yeah, you're offended, but it's reality.
Before we take a listen to the song, I want to warn listeners that there is offensive language.
Okay, class. Today, you're all going to present the quotes that you found from famous American historical figures. Zig, you go first.
Okay. My quote is, I believe one man is just as good as another as long as he's honest and decent and not a n*** or a chin. Former United States President Harry S. Truman.
Go to the office.
YG808.
You know they don't like it when you tell them the truth. Even if it's something that they need to hear badly. Like, come on, bro.
That came from your president. What, you don't believe me? Well, how about I say that quote again? If you're he don't think you're good enough. Nothing's really changed. That quote sounds like it came from Donald Trump. Ha!
I'm laughing cause he's out of office, but I don't have much trust for that man he took that loss to. I wanted Bernie Sanders, but I got Sleepy Joe. He's the one that's spreading stereotypes on video. Oh no, now the left is mad at me. They're coming at my neck like, hey yo, what's your problem, ZYG? I thought you hated Trump. What's up with that family fire? My only choices were two racists who should have retired.
At the start of that song, the response of the teacher is to send you to the principal's office for presenting the white supremacist views of a past president. Has it been your experience that incidents or examples of racism have been dismissed by those in authority?
Yes. Yes, it has been my experience.
When we talk with adults about white supremacy, systemic racism, and intolerance, the one thing that universally gives people hope is your generation, young people like you who aren't afraid to call it out and push for change. Do you have that same degree of optimism about the future?
Honestly, I think it could go either way. The results of this past election gave me a little bit of hope because it's like, considering the alternative, a Biden presidency isn't the worst thing in the world. So there is still hope, I will say that. But we still have a long, long way to go. That's just a fact. It's observable, especially considering the events of January 6th, and this is 2021. Yeah, there's still a whole bunch of things that haven't been accomplished yet that somebody needs to get the ball rolling. I guess our generation is now left to clean up the mess of our parents and grandparents' peers.
Seniors at Mashpee High School must complete a senior project. And not surprisingly, your project was a musical titled The Pioneers of Hip Hop and Oral History. Tell us a little bit more about your project.
Well, I've always been interested in history, and I'm not just, you know, a part of, like, you know, making hip hop. I'm also a part of the culture and a part of maintaining the history. And if you don't know the history, then what's the point? It's like, I had a quote from Carter G. Woodson, actually, that really fits what I'm talking about right here. He says, "Those who have no record of what their forebears accomplished lose the inspiration which comes from the teaching of biography and history." While I was studying to put the presentation together, that's why I wrote a song that was giving love to all of the pioneers, all of the OGs, all of the people who started hip hop.
So what were some of the regional differences you found in the sounds of soul, rock, and hip hop?
Massachusetts actually has more of a New York influence than anywhere else. And the thing that I've noticed is artists from around here don't really have their own sound, except for, like, maybe a few outliers.
So then what was something you learned in researching that surprised you about the music or the musicians themselves?
Surprises? I wouldn't say surprises. There were just parallels that I saw between the way they started and, you know, conversations that I would have with my dad where, you know, he was talking about it's always important to know the history of an art form, especially a cultural art form, if you want to be a part of it. And that's what I saw as a common theme when I was researching hip hop, because they would always take bits and pieces of the music that they were listening to and their predecessors, and they would incorporate that into their art.
So do you find your own music influenced more by a particular region or sound?
I'd just say my music is inspired by jazz. I started out in jazz and, you know, Latin Caribbean especially. And, you know, I still, with doing hip-hop, there's still a lot of jazz inspiration that I reach back for.
Let's hear Pioneers, the song you wrote as part of this project.
In the words of Curtis Blow,
up in the Bronx where the people are fresh. Was born a funky drummer, had to pass the test. Now he's on the mic and he's live as can be. What's good, y'all? I'm the ZYG.
Kid Creole was the first to say yes, yes, y'all. The days before Curtis Blow was fresh, fresh, y'all. Been bumping rock him since I was small. And mad love to the pioneers. Grand Wizard Theodore invented the scratch. And MC Whipple Whip had the lyrics to match. Little did they know a new culture would hatch. And mad love to the pioneers.
The Mashie Wampanoags that I represent can quote the 120 at a 5%. Here's an oral tradition, something that you did not invent, and the fraudulent rap lyrics that you present. You're delusional if you think your rhymes are good. Maybe you should stop re-rolling backwoods. That's all a fantasy, you can say what you want, but just like hip-hop, I was born in the Bronx. And just like DJ AJ, I could pass the test, because 1520 Sedgwick was where I was blessed. All you MCs talking about checks you cash, but tell me what you know about Grandmaster Flash. A lot of these new cats remain in the dark about how Cold Crush Brothers got live in the park. Shout out to the OGs who put in mad work. Mad love and respect to my elder Cool Herc.
Kid Creole was the first to say yes, yes, y'all. The days before Curtis Blow was fresh, fresh, y'all. Been bumping rock him since I was small. And mad love to the pioneers. Grand Wizard Theodore invented the scratch. And MC Whipple Whip had the lyrics to match. Little did they know a new culture would hatch. And mad love to the pioneers.
Zulu Nation parties at the Bronx River Project. 77 blackout made equipment found objects. To reference the history is my intention. Run DMC, BDP, not to mention the Soul Sonic Force, Treacherous 3 and the Juice Crew. All indicate that the style is anew. Eric B and Rakim, Native Tongues and Jazzy J lay down the style that we all play. Looking for the new sound and wondering what's next. Put your drum machine away and start beating on your desk. Don't ask why, you should be solving for X. Confused? Allow me to lay the culture all in context. Hip-hop grew out of absence, filling the space with the bap of the snare and the boom of the bass. You don't know your history, but think you're gonna flip it. You're mad whack on the mic, but you swear that you rick it.
Kid Creole was the first to say yes, yes, y'all. The days before Curtis Blow was...
Yeah, you make your music video directing debut with the Pioneers Project. You filmed parts of the video at locations with historical significance. Tell us more about the Bronx location where you filmed.
1520 Sedgwick Ave. But that's the birthplace of hip-hop. That's where the famous back-to-school party on August 9th, 1973 happened.
The Pioneers song and music video will be released tonight. We'll post links with more information on where to stream it at our website, capeandislands.org. Zeke, what have you learned about the process of making music and finding your way to a welcoming music scene that might be helpful to other young musicians who are coming of age in our region?
Young musicians of color trying to find a scene. If you make hip hop, there's a scene in Cambridge, and they're very welcoming. New Bedford as well. You know, just an important thing, just in general, is like network. Mm-hmm. And you know, the Zion Union Heritage Museum, that is actually, you know, one venue that we've actually had on Cape that we've actually had luck in being able to do things out of, because before COVID, I had actually started a monthly spoken word event called The Lounge, and it was starting to actually pick up at the beginning of 2020. And then there was lockdown.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing, don't be afraid of busking. That got you quite a bit of attention, right?
Yeah. I mean, I made a whole lot more money than the friends that I had who were cutting lawns and washing dishes and mopping floors. You know, no disrespect to them, obviously, because work's work.
Yep.
Got to get the bag, got to keep the lights on.
So what's next for you after you graduate high school?
I plan to go to school for music composition and audio engineering and music production.
Morgan Peters, a.k.a. ZYG808, is a Grammy-nominated recording artist from Mashpee. We'll post links with more information about him and his music at our website, capeandislands.org. Zig, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck. Hopefully we'll see more Grammys in your future.
Thank you very much.
I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.